10. Gwastad dros Moorland. As you walk across the moorland, the landscape opens, offering breathtaking views of Moel y Moel to your left, the Berwyn Mountains ahead, and the Aran Mountains to your right. The moor is open access land, recognised as an area of natural beauty and designated an International Dark Sky Reserve, an ideal spot for stargazing with minimal light pollution, allowing for brilliant views of the night sky. The ground here is uneven and damp, especially in the wetter months, so watch your step. The path may also be faint, so keep a steady line towards the nearby farm. The plants here are mostly low-growing, ankle-high varieties, with cotton grass as one of the most noticeable. Its soft white tufts sway gracefully in the breeze during spring and summer, giving a lively touch to this quiet landscape. The moor also holds layers of peat. The peat in the ground acts like a sponge, soaking up rainwater and storing carbon, which helps to regulate the climate. In the wetter patches, you might even see the occasional newt darting between pools of water, hiding amongst the sphagnum moss, so tread lightly. The small patches of white foam clinging to plants is called cuckoo spit. Despite the name, it's not related to the bird. Instead, it's created by froghopper nymphs, small, sap-sucking bugs that use the foam as a protective layer from predators. Speaking of predators, keep an eye on the skies. This is an ideal spot to catch sight of Wales's national bird, the red kite. With its unmistakable forked tail, it gracefully glides and steers through the air. This is also one of the few places you can still hear the haunting call of a curlew, a sound deeply tied to the moors, but now tragically fading. Once abundant, these tall wading birds with their distinctive down-curved bills face severe threats, including habitat loss, predation, and changes in farming practices. Their alarming decline has made them the UK's most urgent bird conservation priority. Their plight is reminiscent of the red kite, which was once persecuted to the brink of extinction. Thanks to focused conservation efforts, the red kite has made a remarkable recovery. Now, similar attention is turning to curlew recovery and working to protect the small, fragile populations that remain in hopes of securing their future.
Continue straight across the moor and through the farm. Pass the cattle sheds to reach two metal field gates. Go through the right-hand one and turn right across the farmland. This is a great spot to hear the raucous chatter of various corvids amongst the nearby trees, or a watchful grey heron beside the pond. Pass through the next field gate and follow the hedge line. At the field's far right corner, you'll find a pedestrian gate where your next audio point, 11, will begin. Be aware that cattle could be in the fields ahead, so please stick to the hedge line and ensure dogs are on leads throughout.